Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a great good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn. And I tell you what, you're listening to Texas Outdoor News, and we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great third weekend of January.
Oh,
I know. Yeah. Just rolling along.
We're booking shows and stuff, and I'm going, like, first quarter's almost over. You know?
We're working on it.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. We've had some warm weather of late. Fishing along the Texas coast has been different.
Yep.
You know, water temperatures have been high, not only on our coast, but also on inland lakes. Mm-hmm. So we thought we'd pull Texas Outdoors Journal contributing editor Robert Sloan in just to kick around some ideas. He's living in Port O'Connor, living the good life, mm-hmm. after years of being the editor of the Beaumont Enterprise, right. The outdoor editor.
Right.
So we're going to kick some things around with Robert to see what his perspective is, what he's seeing about coastal fishing, inland fishing, maybe even some ducks before we get that season goodbye to it. Plus, we've got the outdoor report and some news from around the country. So y'all stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME. 792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and Wayne Cronin for the Automotive Reporter. For over 17 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks and bring you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit automotivereporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. Search for us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, and YouTube, and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's automotivereporter.com.
Its ancestors won wars and explored continents. Its body and frame forged in heavy-gate steel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle. With more than 70 years of hardcore heritage, a turbo diesel engine, and 5-speed manual transmission. All new, no mercy. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. And we do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans.
I got distracted. I went, what? Oh, you're showing me on your computer. Fog.
Yeah. No. It's cedar pollen.
Yeah, I know.
It is crazy. Yeah. In fact, that's the reason why I'm starting into my spring, uh-huh. late winter,
spring
froggy,
fever.
You know,
right.
whatever.
It's tough out there.
Yeah. And while we're talking about that, mm-hmm. and years ago you offered a suggestion, one of your doctors or you figured something out about things that you can do to mitigate or, you know,
saline nasal spray.
All right.
And that wasn't a doctor. That was the late, great Chuck Scott.
Okay.
He got me onto that, and I grew into allergies. Okay, my mother had every one on the planet, but I eventually like grew into some of them.
Right.
Not as bad as some people, but still.
Sure.
And so I get that, you know, that cheap at your grocery store, non-medicated saline nasal spray, and I take a blast in each nostril before I go to bed at night, and I do it again in the morning, and if I walk out, I go, oh, no, here it comes. I go back in and take a little more blast. It has worked wonders for me, and I have not had a cold in over 10 years.
Well, and the other trick that you can do.
Flushes stuff out.
So sure.
Yeah.
That gets the pollen that's in your nose hairs, okay,
right.
In your nasal passages. But the other thing is if you're in for the night, go take a shower.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wash your hair,
right.
You know, rinse your hair, you know, yeah. Et cetera, your body.
Get it off of
get
you.
Get off of you.
Right, yeah.
Because it can absolutely be.
And then you're rolling around in your bed, so then there it is.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Hey, Ford, okay? They ought to be proud of this. F-Series achieved its 43rd straight year as America's best-selling pickup, while Ranger finished its best sales quarter since its reintroduction in early 2019. Combined sales of F-Series and Ranger total almost a million pickups at 986,097 vehicles for the year. That's an increase of 8.4%. Can't talk. Ranger fourth quarter sales hit 33,059 pickups for the quarter, totaling 89,571 for the year, and that's pretty good for a recently introduced mid-sized truck.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And Ford is now how many years?
43 years running.
Running.
Yep.
Wow.
Number one selling
years.
Yep.
That's
pretty stout.
That's amazing. Congratulations to Ford for not only achieving that, you know, but just maintaining.
There's a lot of competition out there, a lot more, you know.
Yeah, you know, that's true. I mean, some of the other manufacturers have really stepped up and are doing some really interesting things, and that's good for the consumer.
Oh, sure. The first time ever that Ram topped GM. GM dropped a third.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, more things for us to drive, tow,
sure.
With, you
choices.
Know?
Choices, sure. Yeah. Well, speaking of the choices while we're on it, because this past week I was in Phoenix test driving a whole bunch of new 2020 Super Duties,
mm-hmm.
And stuff that they've added to it, you know, and they built at a big quarry the best off-road course I have ever driven. And, of course, it was designed to show all the capability, like their trail mode, and you set the knob, and you can set your speed all the way up to 20 miles an hour, and all you got to do is steer.
Really?
Yeah. It just crawls right along. It goes up, it goes down. It maintains whatever speed you got it at. And on your steering wheel, there's a little plus-minus thing, so you can change your speed. Very cool. They got a new winch built behind the grill. And okay. You can now get it aftermarket, though. So
right. If
you've got a current, you know, late model Super Duty, you can get this installed at your dealer.
Hmm.
And then the trimmer, which is very cool.
Is there an override so that you don't have to use that?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. Your foot.
Yeah.
It's called brake. Anyway,
okay.
Yeah. And then trimmer, which is their off-road package. But it's cool because it is a package that will go on any level of vehicle. So it's not like a whole high-end thing to get to trimmer. You can add it to any level, any style level of Super Duty. And so it's the big running boards, the big tires, the big wheels, the trail mode, different shocks and so on. A very, very cool package.
Let me tell you, folks, we're talking about vehicles a little bit today. But this time of year with the foliage before things leaf out again,
mm-hmm.
Your visibility, you know, I mean, all the leaves and canopies are gone.
Right.
Nice, pleasant weather. Catch you one of those bright, wintry days, mm-hmm. You know. Actually, based on the AccuWeather forecast, mild
right.
Days, you know, as
right.
Mild as it's been.
Very much so.
But get out and see some of the state. Go to some areas you've not been to. I mean, all up in the Panhandle, Central Texas,
uh-huh.
West Texas, East Texas, going into some of that, you know, forest country, you know,
right.
National Forest. I mean, there is so much diversity, and then you can do like I do and just keep on going west and get into New Mexico, you know,
yeah,
and Colorado
you go, yeah,
and beyond.
You should have your go-home bumper sticker on your truck, though. We're full up.
No. I tell them that I'm here to reclaim a part of the old republic.
Right,
you know,
okay.
So,
yeah.
All right, hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. We've got the outdoor report. And, yes, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road right after this.
friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 43 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 43 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 43 years, Ford F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News Radio. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Getaway Lodge in Port Mansfield, Texas. The complete package. Come one, come all. We're outdoor enthusiasts. Relax at the premier fishing and hunting destination on the western Gulf Coast. Getaway Lodge is the easy way for friends or business groups to experience Port Mansfield. Guests don't worry about the details and can spend more quality time with their friends and customers. It's where anglers of all abilities are challenged and rewarded in pristine coastal waters filled with world-class fish. And during migratory bird season, camaraderie of field creates lifetime memories from days shooting dove and ducks. Getaway Lodge's friendly staff and experienced professional guides tend to your needs on the water or a field, while hearty home-cooked meals help bring an end to each day. Folks, we're about to run out of time on cast and blast opportunities. That runs through February 26th. Mm-hmm. Got about a week, so you need to give them a call and get on down there. Or give them a call and set up your plans for their trophy spring speckled trout. Lots of great fishing going on. For booking information at Getaway Lodge Port Mansfield, visit getawaypm.com or call 956-944-4000. That's 956-944-4000.
And checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend, though Saturday and Sunday are rated as good. Monday and Tuesday slip to fair. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are a trio of good days. Next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, are our two best days of the week. This weekend, look for game to be most active from well before sunrise, remain active until mid-morning. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will begin either side of sunrise, continue until either side of the noon hour. By Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game beginning to actively feed from mid-morning until early to mid-afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from late morning until mid to late afternoon. On Friday, January the 24th, we will have a new moon on the coast. This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday will each have a single tide schedule of one high and one low. Thursday is a three tide day with two lows and one high. Friday, as well as next Saturday and Sunday, will each have a double tide schedule.
All right, on the coast, Big Lake, Sabine Lake, fishing has been pretty good. Again, milder than normal conditions, have water temperatures up still in the mid-60s. Redfish are making their way back into the to the marsh areas. Speckled trout are in the some of the deeper holes, and fishing's been pretty good. You can use live bait if you can find it. Mud minnows will work. Carolina rigs or a jig head. Flounder, this is interesting, all up and down the Texas coast. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk to Sloan about this in a little bit, but really hadn't seen the big migration out. They came in, they staged at passes, but that's where they're still being caught. Trinity and East Galveston Bay, speckled trout fishing has been good in Trinity Bay around the causeway. I believe that should have been East Galveston Bay. West Galveston Bay, flounder have been good on live shrimp. Speckled trout, excellent on shrimp under a popping cork. Freeport, black drum are excellent. And sheep's head have been good around the jetties. That's true at the Galveston jetties as well. West Matagorda, we've got redfish that are good in the marsh on live mullet, soft plastics, and topwaters. Rockport, we've got a good bite on redfish. Ditto that for speckled trout on shrimp and topwater lures in shallow water in the afternoon once water warms. Baffin Bay, speckled trout are good on shrimp in shallow water near the sand. Port Mansfield, trout and redfish are also good on shallow areas of mud, and where you'll find the better quality fish. Offshore, still good for red snapper. Don't forget, out to 9 nautical miles, some good fishing for red snapper. Port Isabel, sheephead are good on crab. And Sal Padre, we've got black drum that are good on shrimp or crab.
A lot of good reports heading to East Texas. B.A. Steinhagen, largemouth bass are good with spinners and crankbaits. Bass had long active periods every day and are best fished near the vegetative edges and gaps. Caddo, largemouth bass continue to be good on rigged plastic worms and spinner baits with vegetation in Clinton Lake, Back Lake, and Carter Lake. Crappie are good on smaller minnows and jigs among the cypress trunks and gaps in the vegetation. Conroe, largemouth bass are good in the current pre-spawn pattern on jigs, spinners, live shad, and buzzbait. Finding submerged ridges, hybrid striped bass are good in open water with jigs and shad. Catfish are good on stink bait and cut bait. Sunfish are good with live worms or crickets in shallow water. Fork. Largemouth bass are good on crankbaits in 2 to 8 feet of water. Lake Fork Tradition, there have been several over 10-pound largemouth bass caught in recent weeks. Livingston, largemouth bass remain good working points going into coves with some vegetation and in creeks and their structures. Work the edges. The best baits are Carolina rigworms, spinners, and jigs. Striped bass are good on spoons and shad. Crappie are very good on minnows and jigs in the creeks. White bass are good on spoons and Alabama rigs in the deeper coves. Nackanich. Largemouth bass are good on spinners and jigs in submerged brush and around timber. Crappie are good on jigs and crappie minnows under vegetation and bridge structure. Big Sam Rayburn, largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, spinners, and plastic worms, working warm water and ledges. White bass are good on minnows and small cranks on humps. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs among deeper brush piles. Toledo Bend, largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, spinners in shallow water on creek structure and vegetative cover. Crappie are very good in brush piles on jigs and minnows in the creeks. Athens, largemouth bass continue to be good on Carolina rig worms, jigs, crankbaits, and spinnerbaits, fishing submerged timber and vegetation. Fayette, largemouth bass continue to be good on worms and crankbait in the standing timber, vegetation, and drop-offs. Palestine, largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig worms, spinners, lipless cranks, continuing to be found in Saline Bay among creeks moving toward the northern end of the reservoir. Hybrid stripers are good on minnows. White bass are good on slabs. Catfish continue to be excellent on shad and chicken livers. Richland Chambers. Largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, plastic worms, spinners, and jigging spoons around hard-to-find underwater structure. White bass and hybrids are good on jigging spoons on the east side. Somerville. White bass and hybrids are good among points and creek structure on minnows, rattle traps, and Alabama rigs. Crappie fishing is good with smaller minnows. Catfish are good throughout the lake with cut shad and stink bait. Largemouth bass are great with plastic worms, crankbait, larger spinners, and jigs near vegetation and the western creeks plus flats. Tawakoni, catfish are excellent on live cut shad and stink bait. White bass and hybrid stripers are good on slabs, spoons, and Alabama rigs among schools of bait fish. Texoma, striped bass are good using slabs, swim baits, flukes, and with live bait around structure and big schools in creeks and channels in the warmest part of the day. Largemouth bass are good drifting live baits and reeled baits across shallow, low-traffic natural structure. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs by boathouses, submerged vegetation, and timber. Whitney, black bass are excellent on deep-diving crankbaits, plastic worms, jigs, and spinnerbaits with deep water structure and ledges deeper than 20 feet. And Tyler, black bass are great on Carolina rig creatures and plastic worms in the vegetation of both lakes, around the many boat dock structures, especially on points and around Langley Island.
Wow.
A lot of stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, let's head down south, out Del Rio Way, where Lake Amistad, largemouth bass are good on topwater spinners and plastic worms with points, drop-offs, and submerged vegetation. Topwater is best bait morning and evenings. Falcon, bass are good on soft plastics, spinners and topwater lures, fishing points, flooded vegetation, and most structure. Allen Henry, one of the few places where we see 40-degree water temperature.
Mm.
It's actually either side of 50, 49 to 50 degrees.
Okay.
Bass are good on rigged worms, spinnerbaits, crankbaits, working timber, and steep shoreline drops. Coleman, hybrid stripers are good. Drift fishing with live bait on the main lake humps and deep drops. O.H. Ivy, largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig worms, spinners, minnows and jigs around timber and points working downriver from the dam.
And folks, if we don't mention your favorite lake, it's because we don't have a good report on it.
Yeah, we're giving you the good.
We're giving
the
you
best
the good
options.
Here we go. Heading to the Hill Country, Buckhannon. White bass are good on minnows within deep water. Channel cats have been good on stink bait, live and cut bait. Canyon, catfish are good with live and cut bait throughout the lake. LBJ, black bass have been continuing successful in coves, in shallow water, vegetation, and beneath docks on jigs, spinners, and crankbait. Crappie are good on jigs under the docks. Medina, smallmouth bass are good on white grubs and jigs. Travis, largemouth bass are good working finesse baits on mid-lake humps and straight drop shoreline ridges. Waco, largemouth bass continue to be good on spinner baits, weighted plastic worms and creek structure and surrounding points plus vegetation. Crappie are good on minnows and weighted light colored jigs in creeks and man-made crappie condos.
You know that fishing report on Waco?
Yeah.
Real similar to when I would cut class, you know.
That's right. You went to school up there.
Yeah, absolutely. On the hunting scene. All right. Now, y'all settle down. It's not. we're gonna survive this.
Yes.
But this weekend, Sunday, January 19th, the Rio Grande fall turkey season and the whitetail deer season, general season in South Texas, will close. Mm-hmm. On the 23rd, the South Zone late dove season will close. On the 26th, all the duck seasons close in the north and south zone, High Plains Mallard Management Unit, because we got a late snow goose conservation season we'll tell you about coming up. And quail season, that will continue on into February 23rd.
Okay.
All right. Yo. So you said about the road course. Mm-hmm. Was that where you were out? Is that different than when you're hot rodding in the Hill Country?
Yeah, that's different because this thing was constructed. I mean, they worked over a month outside Phoenix building this off-road course in this quarry area.
Right.
And it was certainly designed to show the capability of the new 220 Super Duties.
So you're down in an area where they've extracted.
Down, you know, up, around, over mountains. I mean, we're
really?
Up. Oh, Lord, yes. You know, I mean, amazing stuff. Rock crawling, moguls, splashing through the mud. I mean, on and on and on. And so the forward-looking cameras, but it looks down because you got these things where you're going up over these cliffs, it looks like,
right.
And you can't see what's in front of you.
Ooh.
Because the angle you're at. You punch the button, the camera shows what's right in front of your fender.
Yeah.
You know, and it was absolutely wonderful.
Wow.
And a bunch of towing.
Right.
I mean, a bunch of towing. And that was pretty exciting stuff. I mean, we're, you know, big trailers and, you know, 12,000 pounds of stuff and doing that on.
So is this the vehicle you're going to tell us about?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm going to tell you more about that other one anyway. And I'm going to blank on the name because it's very moving because we were right at the site of the tragic loss of the 19 Granite Mountain firefighters that a recent movie was just out on that.
Yeah.
And pretty moving, you know. We were right there. We were 3.5 miles from where it happened.
Mm.
So, and it's the first, and I'm missing up the name because it's Granite Mountain and it's not Hellfighters, but it's something cool, you know, Granite Mountain, something.
Right.
But those firefighters. It is the first memorial park in Arizona.
Wow.
You know, and it's dedicated to them.
Well,
it's amazing.
And rightfully so.
Oh, absolutely. No, this one, really pretty cool. On and off the road and really fast. The 2020 Mercedes AMG GLC 63 SUV. It's compact. Doesn't look like midsize to me. I don't know why they call it a compact. But it's all-wheel drive. It's their, you know, their 4MATIC system. It's all on demand. 469 horsepower, 479 pound-feet of torque. Their performance 4MATIC, got their speed shift on their 9-speed transmission, their dynamic select, sport suspension, electronic limited slip differential, a high-performance braking system. I mean, this thing will go just about anywhere, but really quick. Handles like, you know, like a sports car. Augmented video for navigation. It's an amazing system. Probably a 12.5-inch screen. Their surround system. So really good, like that. You know, keyless go and keyless engine start. AMG performance steering wheel, shift paddles, split folding rear seats. dual zone air conditioning. Well, I mean, you know, come on, it's a high-end Mercedes, so it's going to have all the stuff you want. Obviously, all the safety and security, you want things like pre-safe, predictive occupant systems that tighten up the seat belts before it hits the fan, electronic stability control. This thing was painted beautiful red metallic paint job on the thing. And their optional equipment value-added package was their performance steering wheel, their AMG multi-spoke wheels, their drive unit, their drive select, the panoramic roof, and so on. I mean, this thing, it ain't cheap. It's loaded to the gills. Basic 73, loaded was 83. But great looks, dynamic handling, killer pipes. You can adjust the sound of your exhaust pipes with a button. Kaboom, kaboom, you know. Really very cool. Check it out. 16 miles per gallon city, 22 on the highway. Unbelievably capable and, you know, good-looking. 2020 Mercedes AMG GLC 63 SUV. Heck of a vehicle.
What kind of price do they have on it?
This one was loaded with everything, 83. Ain't nothing for a stepper.
No, that's not bad. Yeah, I mean, for Mercedes, loaded?
Yeah, loaded. And I don't know why they call it a compact, but it's considered, you know, a dynamic performance SUV. 0 to 60 in 3.8.
That's pretty snappy.
Yeah, it's pretty snappy, yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break when we come back. Robert Sloan, Texas Outdoors Journal contributing editor, he's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloonier tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros set Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. This portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It's the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Folks, our bucks, our deer, need our help right now, and the best thing you can do is have Fortified Cottonseed available, you know, just free choice, free forage, and it will help them recover and set the stage for some great antler growth for next season.
You bet.
For information on Fortified Cottonseed blends, visit FortifiedCottonseed.com or call 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122.
I like it with milk and blueberries. Yeah. It's good stuff.
Kind of crunchy.
Yeah, it is. I like that.
Folks, let me forewarn you, because when Harold and Robert Sloan and I get together, no telling where the show's going to go. I mean, it just can get nuts. Robert, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fine. I think Harold needs to go in for some more shock treatment.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, as we set this thing up, not only talking to you in advance of doing the interview, but just kind of looking at what's happened fishing-wise in our report earlier in the program, water temperatures along the coast, you know, normally when it's moving out of the 50s up in the 60s, we start getting excited. But we've got water temperatures that are still in the mid, even to upper 60s. And I've always heard, and you too, I'm sure, that 70 degrees is the magic temperature when things really turn on.
70 degrees is good, but right now, we got kind of a mild winter going on, and I think this week is going to be a little bit cooler as opposed to last week when we had a whole bunch of fog every day. But the water temperatures are up, and the fishing has been fantastic. Over on Sabine Lake, on the upper end of the lake, you know, that place was flooded a few months ago and just completely done, just about. Now they're catching good numbers of trout there on assassins and other soft plastics, and most of them are small, but they're keepers, and that's better than what we had before that. Also, there's a place, it's called a Fish Pass. It's in between Sabine Lake and Keith Lake, and there's two boat ramps nearby, and that is typically a great winter fishing spot for big trout, like fish in the 3 to 4 or 5 pound range. It's called the Fish Pass, and it's just a little pass connecting the ICW to Keith Lake, and for the past 3 weeks, it's been giving up some really good trout.
Well, you talk about some good trout. It seems as though all the way down the coast, and of course, the further south we go, the warmer the temperature. We've been seeing some really good trout coming out of Mansfield and down on the lower Laguna Madre. What's going on in and around the Port O'Connor area?
Port O'Connor area has been good. East Matagorda Bay has been really good. I would recommend that place over everything else along the Gulf Coast right now. And East Matagorda Bay, which I live about 200 yards from, it's been really good, especially along the Matagorda Peninsula shoreline over there from the jetties on over to on north to some of the backwater lakes over there. East Galveston Bay has been good, too. Believe it or not, the best fishing over there is fishing gulps 2 feet under popping cork, which is highly unusual for this time of year. But the bayous and cuts along the south shoreline, I talked to a couple of guys over there yesterday, and they said it was just fantastic fishing for reds, lots of trout, and believe it or not, the flounder fishing is as good as they've seen in about 20 years over there.
Yeah, Robert, you're talking about the temperature. I mean, I went out to get the paper the other morning, and things were starting to bud. No, not yet. No, not yet. So, as you look, if we get another drop in temperature, how low should it go before you go, I'll wait another day?
I don't think it's going to get below 55 this week. I don't think, even though we've got some cold weather, I think, you can go out and wade, like, take East Galveston Bay. That's a great place. You can either wade or you can boat fish there. And the wade fishing is really good over there, especially on the reefs right now. I was talking to Jimmy West a couple of days ago, and he's been out there wade fishing those reefs in about 5 deep water on incoming tides and looking for mullet, and using fat boys to catch some pretty nice trout. The fat boys are in chartreuse white and also gold and black. But the East Bay is looking East Galveston Bay is looking good, and East Matagorda Bay is even better for some of the larger trout. They're not catching the numbers of really big trout that we normally see for some odd reason, but there's lots of good solid fish in the 3, 4, 5 pound class.
Well, and this is the time of year when you don't have to break your neck to be out, early. You can actually take your time, eat breakfast, then go out and let things warm up. And if it's a mud shell, or even just in shallow water, things will warm up and fish have been moving up, haven't they?
Yeah. The surprising thing is it's the number of flounder that are being caught. this has been a kind of a really weird winter because we're catching them, a lot of them here in Port O'Connor and all the way, you know, up to Sabine Lake, which is really kind of, it's very different.
Tell you what, want to talk more about the flounder, but we're up against the mid-portion break. So if you would hold on, folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation with Captain Robert Sloan right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we have a personal approach that sets us apart from traditional lenders.
My name is Hannah Whitaker, and I'm Marketing and Operations Specialist for Capital Farm Credit. I just want to be there for our farmers and help them out because I grew up with it. I understand how busy they are, and the last thing I want to do is interrupt their busy schedule to sign a few papers. Once you become a member here at Capital Farm Credit, we go above and beyond to welcome you into our family.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
Built on a heavy-duty box steel frame, but not built for the road. Because driving it on anything, even remotely flat, would be a waste of diesel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle with more than 70 years of hardcore heritage. All new, no mercy. The Roxor from Mahindra. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
We continue our conversation with Robert Sloan, Texas Outdoors Journal contributing editor. Robert, in the fall, we always see the transition, the fall migration of flounder as they move and start to stage near the passes and jetty areas, and then they move on out into the Gulf. But from a lot of reports I've had, a lot of those flounder never left the bay, the staging areas, and they're still on the inside. What are you hearing?
That's the exact same thing. We a whole lot of the flounder didn't migrate. The flounder gigging guides here in Port O'Connor, they say it's the best they've ever seen, and if that's going right up to till yesterday, I guess, or if they can get out, or with the cold front that's coming in that we're getting this week, that's going to slow things up a little bit. But I don't think the flounder are going to leave. They're just, you know, kind of staying here in the shallow water, moving to deep water when we get a cold front through, and everybody's kind of happy with that. Something else we might want to touch on is the wahoo bite offshore. It's been really good. It's a typical migration of wahoo through the area off of Port O'Connor and on down to Port Mansfield, and some of the boats getting out there with a break in the weather and calm seas are catching quite a few wahoo out there, and some nice ones, too.
Yeah, Robert, I want to ask you a Nimrod question. Going back to flounder, because I've had people question me, and I go, I don't know. There's days you can gig, and there's days you can't. What's the reasoning behind that?
What do you mean?
I think what he's talking about is the season.
The bad days?
Yeah, the seasonal thing.
The seasonal thing, but we're beyond the season.
I just wanted to know the answer. What is that for? Is it a conservation thing or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Bill's nodding at me, but I'm going, Bill, we're on radio. The audience can't see you nodding.
They just cut back on it to give the flounder a chance to reproduce or something. I have no idea, but that's one of the regulations.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, they'll stack up around where they are right now. And this year, that regulation has passed. Mm-hmm. And so we're back to where we can gig or fish with rod and reel, but they're stacked up. So it didn't work this year.
Right.
So anyway,
something else you might want to touch on is the duck season. You know, we've got a couple more weeks of that, and goose season runs on a little bit. But the duck season along the mid coast areas has just been fantastic, mainly on the freshwater ponds and so forth. I hunt on a pond that's about 500 yards long, is flooded mullet, and it's a DU project, and the hunting there for a variety of ducks has been wonderful. It's in the middle of nowhere, probably 8 miles from the coast, and we've shot greenhead mallards on there, pintails, teal, widgeon, gadwall, and usually every hunt we make, we get two or three geese as well.
Yeah, well, be careful, because if we don't have 2 weeks, it closes next Sunday, next weekend, on the 26th. Don't be out there afterwards, you know.
Oops. But also, my guys that hunt up around Waco, on the rivers and lakes up there, it's the worst season they've ever had. Last year they thought it was bad, and this year it's really bad. And what they're doing, they're going up to the Texas-Oklahoma border on Lake Texoma and hunting up there and doing pretty well on lots of widgeon and pintails.
Wow. At a conference I went to in Port O'Connor a few weeks ago, they were saying that the small stock ponds is really becoming a big draw. You know, I mean, and I'm sure all of us did it when we were kids, you know, stock hopping, you know, sneaking up on different stock ponds. And there's so many, there's so much small water bodies that's really holding a lot. You mentioned Wahoo, and that, you know, always makes me get excited talking about offshore. What are you hearing on the red snapper in state waters? I'm hearing it's been pretty good. Robert?
Yeah, you there? I lost you for a second.
Yeah. Red snapper, what are you hearing in state waters out to 9 nautical miles? What kind of fishing reports are you hearing?
I haven't heard a single report in weeks. I don't know what the deal is. I'm going to go down to Port Mansfield and fish with Bam Bam Charters in February for the Wahoo thing. And I talked to him a few weeks ago, and he said the snapper fishing was really pretty good out there right now, too. So you can go out there. You can go out of Mansfield and catch your snapper and catch some Wahoo and maybe a grouper or two, and that's pretty fine stuff right there.
Absolutely. In fact, that was one of the hot spots that I had been hearing. As we kind of continue on, moving from winter seasons on into those that kind of linger, did you do any quail hunting this year? I did not get behind a dog this year. Yep. Well, I've heard mixed reports up in North Texas, and I've heard good reports coming out of South Texas. And, of course, that runs on into February. Well, we still got some time as we move from this mild water temperature in through February, and it doesn't look like it's going to be that cold and on into spring. What is the transition that you typically see, and what does your foggy crystal ball say, you know, we may be looking at with the weather pattern that we've been having?
Well, I think as long as we don't get any, you know, severe cold fronts through, the wade fishing is just going to continue to get better, even with topwaters. The topwater bite from East Matagorda Bay to West Matagorda Bay and on south towards Rockport has just been exceptional. Up in the middle of the day, people getting out there earlier doing better on soft plastics and the slow sinkers like corkies and stuff like that. But the topwater bite, I think, can be sensational here for the next 3 or 4 or 5 weeks and through February at least.
What are you seeing with friends and clients? Are people staying in the boat more, or are they still getting out and wade fishing? I'm seeing that maybe it's because we're getting older and we don't want to get out of a perfectly good boat, you know. But more people are drift fishing.
Doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But there are definitely more people staying in the boat these days, especially during the summer, the hot water months when the Vibrio vulnificus is always lurking out there. But during the winter months, people are a little bit more user-friendly as far as wading goes. They're not... they'll get out of the boat and wade and so forth, but it's mainly the warm water months. Like from now through March or April, lots of wading, mainly because they're looking for that big trout, that trophy trout.
Right.
And that's the best way to catch them right now.
You know, I remember it's probably been 3, maybe even 4 years ago, you and I were fishing down at Port Mansfield at Getaway Lodge, and Captain Mitch Richmond and I were working, I think, one on top and one using a soft plastic, and you were on the stern with a small bait. As we move into spring, matching the hatch is going to be really important, and you were wearing them out, and until we changed and went with something similar, we weren't catching fish, and you were, and that really irked me.
I believe that day I was using that 3.5-inch Yum money minnow.
Yep.
That's almost an exact duplication of a finger mullet, and that's a pretty good lure right there.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was, and you know, I think I found an assassin that was somewhat similar, you know, mm-hmm. color and size. But all right, you got anything coming up in the way of hunts before the typical fall seasons wrap up? Are you going to do any sandhill crane hunting? Or are you going to continue to concentrate on fish and water? How about our lakes? We really didn't talk about that. Have you heard any reports back over in your old stomping grounds of East Texas?
Yeah, Toledo Bend is, they had a whole bunch of water there a few months ago going through there, and the fishing there is really good, especially for largemouth bass. You know, it was voted, Bassmaster voted it the best in the nation a few years ago, and the fishing there now is, you know, directly after a front, they're using 3/4 ounce silver spoons. I was talking to a guy yesterday out there, and they're catching like 30, 40, 50 bass a day by jigging like that around bottom structure and timber and so forth. But during the warm spell, after cool fronts, a few days afterwards when things start to warm up, they're fishing, it's called a square bull crankbait made by Berkeley, and they're fishing it about 5 feet deep. What they're doing, they're making long casts, reeling, and then kind of pulling it in and stopping it. Almost 100% of the strikes are when that bait is stopped, and they're catching bass up to 5 or 6 pounds on that particular bait.
All right, we got 20 seconds, real quick. I haven't heard anything about white bass. They're still staging. I haven't heard the run kicking off. Have you?
New Aces River on fire.
Is it?
That's in, that's Pat just, I think that's in Georgia West, I believe. It's right just west of Choke Canyon Lake. It's been going on for about a week or 2 weeks now. But I'm sure they're catching white bass on the Sabine River up there and some other rivers.
Right.
It's got to be going on.
All right, listen.
Typically, this time of year when it starts, everybody's tight-lipped and you don't hear anything about it.
Right. All right, listen, we're out of time. We appreciate it. Our guest today, Robert Sloan, Texas Outdoors Journal, contributing editor.
Thank you, Robert. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
People like to say, the roads are bad. Well, clearly they're not behind the wheel of a Jeep SUV. Just think about it. The road doesn't make itself slippery. The road didn't ask to be buried by a blizzard or demand to be cracked and potholed. And the road is certainly not trying to make you late. The road is, after all, just pavement and a little paint. But a Jeep SUV isn't just another SUV. It's the original. An adventure-seeking, trail-rated off-road / on-road icon. With legendary 4x4 capabilities and enough available safety and security features to make your family jump for joy. Because in a Jeep SUV, there's something for every road. Good, bad, or non-existent. And depending on what you're driving, bad roads can be oh so good. Come see for yourself and get a great deal today at the Jeep Start Something New sales event. Jeep is a registered trademark.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up for you?
Indeed, coming up January 24 to 26, Houston Safari Club's annual convention and worldwide hunting expo. That's going to be the George R. Brown Convention Center in Houston. For information, hscfdn.org. Or call 713-623-8844. January 27 to March 15 is the light geese conservation season in the East Zone. For information, consult the Parks and Wildlife Outdoor Annual or give them a call at 800-792-1112 and go, okay, when is that? And remember, go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
You mentioned it during a break, Harold, that failed to tip our cap to Dallas Safari Club.
Yes, because you were there last week.
Let me tell you what. I mean, Corey Mason and staff up there once again just put on a phenomenal, phenomenal show. Can't tell you how many tens of thousands. It's got to be like 60,000 people that came through, about 1,200 exhibitors. And there was something for everyone. Y'all really ought to mark your calendar for next year to go to Dallas at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center and check it out. But all-time records on funds raised. I mean, just a big, big, big event.
Well, you said you had an outfitter right by you, and you guys did Do You Know Old So-and-So, and you did.
Oh, yeah. It's funny how small the hunting industry truly is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
He was from Wyoming, Jimmy Owens, and knew my buddy Jake Clark, who I served on the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation board early days with.
Right.
And he had just acquired Jake's just phenomenal elk camp in Wyoming.
Ooh, okay.
So opportunities there. And also, Jimmy's got some pretty neat summer pack trips. That was something that Jake knew and the women used to fight over at the auction. Jake's pack trip that he gave.
Wow.
And Jimmy's going to carry on that tradition of making summer pack trips.
So you still got that urge to get back on the horse then?
Sure. I don't know if the horse is ready for me to get back on him, but yeah, I'm ready.
Do remember. Oh, no, it's Bill. Anyway, do remember, if you catch him doing it wrong out there, you know, got to turn him in. Operation Game Thief. I can't find the number. I should have it memorized. What is that number, Olson? You know what that is.
1-800-792-GAME.
Where is it? It needs to be here somewhere. Anyway, remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Do visit our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. We archive all the shows there. So you can kind of go, what did they say? There it is. Also, of course, Stitcher Smart Radio, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook. And when you go to those sites, like us, and that kind of builds our audience that much more, and we can spread the word about hunting and fishing in the great state of Texas, okay? Do be safe out there, so you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.